Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest has a lot of experience working in business as well as holding senior management and leadership roles. Joining us now is the new president of the Maritime Hockey League, Stephen Dykeman. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jito. Thanks for your call.
So you were named president of the MHL back in June. Now that you've had a few months to settle into the job, what do you think?
You know, Gino, it's been a wild 3 months. I usually look at these positions in kind of 30, 60, and 90-day increments, so I'm kind of at the end of my first, 3 months. And I've been so impressed with the organization, with its history, with the ownership, and really with the community and the volunteers that really helped this league keep going.
You bring a lot of experience to the table through your career in business, as well as holding senior management and leadership jobs. You gained experience in the abilities in the MHL was looking for in a president. What did you learn outside of the business community that you can take now into this league?
A couple things come to mind quickly. A lot of it is around brand development. You know, the MHL has a long history. But we have some work to do on making sure our brand is consistent across, all of our platforms, both team, social media, those types of things. We've got some great corporate partners, but we need to enhance those relationships and find new ones. So I think of those along the lines of business development and brand are kind of the two things that I'm focused on in the short term.
The MHL currently has got 22 alumni playing professionally in North America, three of them in the NHL. Some may recognize, of course, Sidney Crosby, who played for the Truro Bearcats. He was just 14 when he played in Truro. And the MHL also has 8 alumni in the AHL, 11 in the ECHL. Talk to me about how you get that message out there that players have gone on to this kind of success from your league.
And that's really one of the other things that we're focusing on. You know, I think as Canadians and Maritimers, sometimes we don't beat that drum enough. So we need to do a better job of telling our story and being really proud of the people that we have playing, at that level. And even the kids that have gone on, I think in the last couple of years, we've sent 80 kids on to NCAA and U Sport as well. So there's a rich tradition of our players moving on to do great things in hockey and in business and in the communities and other places.
In conversation with Stephen Dykeman, the president of the Maritime Hockey League, just took over the league over the summer in June. Listen, you've led businesses with sales revenues in excess of $70 million. But when you've got one corporate business you're trying to run versus trying to organize owners of dozens of hockey teams across your league geographically, what other kind of challenges does that present when you're trying to get everybody on the same page in order to drive revenue, to drive interest?
We've had a lot of discussions, and there was some discussions even before I started about, the concept of everybody pulling in one rope in one direction. So when we get together as a leadership group with all the governors in the room, we really ask them, and I hope that they, as much as they can, take off their team hat and put on the league hat and really think about how we make the league stronger. Activities, in the communities, again, those corporate partners, all the teams in the 12 communities across the Maritimes have their own strengths. And my job really is to pool those strengths and bring those into one. It's not unlike leading, a group of companies across, Western Canada or Eastern Canada. But it's an exciting time to be involved in the MHL. We've got a new franchise in Fredericton this year. We've got a couple new owners. We've got 5 new head coaches. So the league has done a great job of continuing to refresh and make sure the brand is vibrant and viable for the long term.
I guess I want to ask you, how do you do it? How do you remain competitive with smaller market teams? Like, I look at the Edmonton Blizzard right now. They're ranked 16th in the latest CJHL top 20 rankings across the entire country. That's competing with some pretty large market franchises that can draw kids from a huge geographical area. How do you do that? How do you compete in the smaller market teams? Because it's something that the MHL has been able to do over years.
It really is. And again, you mentioned some of our Maritime alumni. We have a deep pool of local talent. I think 80% of our players call the Maritimes home. Obviously, we have players from across Canada and the U.S., internationally as well. But we've always had a deep pool of local talent, of kids that have come up through the minor hockey associations in the Maritimes and in Newfoundland. And we just, you know, we try and nurture that talent, make sure that they're competitive, and make sure that they're, you know, they're playing at a level where our teams can compete nationally. And Edmonton's an amazing story. I think they're on their 43rd or something like that consecutive sellout in that rink. So it's just, again, it speaks to community and volunteers and how engaged our teams are in this and kind of the Maritime hockey fabric.
When you were looking at this and saying, is this the job I want? I'm sure there was a lot of it that was really appealing for you. Was there one particular aspect that you saw as a big challenge and thought, man, if I can get my hands on this league, I'd really like to see us change in this one direction? Is there anything like that that stood out in your mind?
Again, I think the big one, Gino, is telling our story and making sure that, you know, U Sport teams, NCAA teams, other teams where our players aspire to, you know, to play or move on, that our kids, you know, our athletes are as good as any. And we just really need to tell that story. We've got a rich history. I think the league's been around since 1967. So for me, it's making sure the league is strong, making sure teams are strong and that we can move into the future even stronger.
Well, Steve, congratulations on the new role. Good luck to you. I'm sure you're pretty excited about all the challenges it provides. Thanks for doing this. We appreciate it.
Thanks for checking in, Gino. Really appreciate your call.
That was Maritime Hockey League President Stephen Dykeman, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.